Welcome back to WCRB in concert with Boston Early Music Festival and Ensemble Correspondance. The 2019-2020 season marks the 30th anniversary of Boston Early Music Festival, and between now and April, there are still four more concerts, including a program in February of early music from the Iberian Peninsula, performed by Jordi Savall and his ensembles Hesperian 21 and La Capella Real de Catalunya. And later in the season, the British choral group Stile Antico returns to Boston with music by and for women in Renaissance Europe. For information about those concerts, start at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. The second half of this Ensemble Correspondance program is devoted to a piece composer Marc-Antoine Charpentier called The Pastorale on the Birth of Our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can find a translation of the text for this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. The piece tells the story of Christmas through the eyes and experiences of the shepherds whose chilly night in the fields is interrupted by angels to announce the birth of their Savior. It's something like an oratorio and something like an opera, but without really being either one. In fact, it was a form of storytelling Charpentier came up with himself as he wrote music for his patron, a woman known as Mademoiselle Duguise. Writing almost all of his music exclusively for her, Charpentier had the kind of freedom most composers can only dream of. And according to the director of Ensemble Correspondance, Sébastien Dossier, that freedom allowed the composer to try things others had never tried before, in terms of harmony, in storytelling, and in the structure of the piece itself.
The experimental things you can find in it are in harmony, because it's so special, so rich, and in this work, some harmonies you can't find anywhere else. You can find very special in the way of telling the story, because you have many characters. It's very dramatic music, and that's very close to an opera, a petite opera. And maybe, a last thing is in the construction of the main thing. Probably when he wrote this piece for the first time, it had a great success in Hotel de Guise. Then we are probably sure that year after year, Marie de Guise asked to replay this music. And it's very strange to see that Charpentier didn't take the music and play it again. He had the idea of each time of making something new. And I think it's very interesting to see how a composer is not satisfied and is always looking for something, is always searching. And I think this work is very interesting for that also, because we know that it has been played maybe five times and we have many different scores for that, and just to see what this composer had in mind doing and doing again, I think is very, it's touching to see that.
That's Sébastien Dossier, and you can hear more of this conversation, including, by the way, an explanation of the name of Ensemble Correspondance, when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. The Pastorale on the Birth of Our Lord Jesus Christ is in two parts. In the first, the shepherds and an elder lament the sad state of the world, praying to the heavens to, quote, drop down your dew, rain the just one on these lowly places. And those prayers are answered when an angel appears and announces the birth of Jesus. Now here again is Sébastien Dossier at Memorial Church in Harvard Yard to continue this Ensemble Correspondance concert with Charpentier's Pastorale on the Birth of Our Lord Jesus Christ in concert on WCRB.
Thank you. Tout est dans le troquet. Notre Dieu veut que son peuple respire. Trouvons-nous Sagez du très haut, qu'avez-vous à nous dire? Qu'avez-vous à nous dire?
Oh,
As part one of Charpentier's pastoral on the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ closes, the shepherds have been alerted by an angel that their prayers have been answered. A Savior has been born. And in part two, those shepherds spread the word to others who tell of wolves attacking their flocks of sheep. It's a metaphor for the evils of earth, and it's eventually answered by the elder with the words, "The infernal wolf and chained in the abyss see the world covered with his cruel rage." And Jesus in his cradle makes that monster powerless. Here's part two of Charpentier's pastoral on the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sebastian Dosset leads Ensemble Correspondance in concert on WCRB.
Pasteur, venez à nous. Yeah.
the final chorus of Marc-Antoine Charpentier's pastoral on the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ translates as, "Source of light and grace, may your hand engrave your image in our hearts. Engrave it in colors that no night can obliterate. Form fruits and flowers there that no winter can freeze." This gorgeous and almost completely unknown music for the Christmas season was performed by Ensemble Correspondance and their founder and director, Sébastien Dossey, in a concert presented by Boston Early Music Festival at Harvard University's Memorial Church. This ensemble takes Charpentier's music very seriously, to the extent that they've researched the performance records, and each of the singers in the group is assigned the parts of one specific singer from the composer's own ensemble. The director, Sébastien Dossey, writes, "To rediscover the particularities of these interpreters by, quote, reincarnating them from one work to another, is a rare and fine undertaking for a musician. The idea is not to retrace the trajectory of a star of the period, but to take up the work of an artisan where he or she left it 3 centuries earlier." And as the audience here in Memorial Church continues to show its appreciation for that kind of dedication, here again is Sébastien Dossey returning to the front of the ensemble for an encore. An encore by Ensemble Correspondance and their director, Sébastien Dossey. That was the final part of the first scene of the pastoral on the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, with a text that translates as, "O heavens, drop down your dew, dissolve divine clouds, rain the just one on these lowly places, open your bosom, fertile earth, and conceive the Savior of the world, that he may come forth before our eyes." Ensemble Correspondance has released a recording of all of the music you heard in this program on the Harmonia Mundi label. It's one of 12 different recordings released by the group over its 10 years so far, and 5 of those recordings are devoted to music by Charpentier. There are still several concerts ahead in this 30th anniversary season of the Boston Early Music Festival. Coming up at the end of January is a concert with mezzo-soprano Dorothée Mields and recorder soloist Stefan Temming, followed a week later by Jordi Savall and his ensembles Hesperian 21 and La Capella Real de Catalunya. For information about those concerts and more, start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. This broadcast of the Boston Early Music Festival is produced by me, Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross. Our thanks to Sébastien Dossey and the musicians of Ensemble Correspondance, Kathy Fay and the entire staff of Boston Early Music Festival, and Memorial Church at Harvard University for making this broadcast possible. I'm Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.